with Rachel Smalley. Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Well, environmentalists in Taranaki are gearing up for a fight after mining iron sand, iron ore off the Taranaki Bight, was given the green light. In a split decision, the Environmental Protection Authority granted permission for Trans-Tasman Resources to dig up to 50 million tonnes of seabed every year. That would allow the extraction of 5 million tonnes of iron ore, and the residue would then be returned back to the bottom of the sea. Alan Eggers is the Executive Chairman of Trans-Tasman Resources. Hello, Alan.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Well, the EPA received nearly 14,000 submissions against this, so there's a lot of opposition. And I know in 2014 your application was turned down, and that was because of concerns for the environment and I think iwi interests and fishing as well. So what was different about this application?
That's correct, Rachel. We took that decision on board, looked at its shortcomings, our shortcomings and how we presented the project, and revisited some of the science and engineering to ensure that we could provide the DMC with the information it required to assess those impacts. And we engaged both local and international marine ecology experts, very highly regarded. And I think this time round, they put together a very comprehensive package of information which explained the effects.
Right.
And we believe those effects are negligible to barely measurable outside the immediate mine area.
Okay, well tell me how the process of extraction works. You'll use magnets, I understand, to get the iron ore.
We use a large crawler on the seabed, which is effectively a large vacuum cleaner. It sucks up the iron sands and they come up and they go through a screening process and a light milling process and then fast what we call a magnetic separator, which separates out the 10% of the magnetic iron ore, and the other 90% is continuously replaced in a controlled manner back on the sea floor, largely into the areas that we've just mined.
Okay, how many jobs will this create then, Alan? And what are we talking here in terms of New Zealand's GDP?
The project itself will generate 300 jobs direct in the Taranaki region, and up to spin-off, up to 1,600 odd jobs throughout New Zealand. We will be spending around $250-260 million a year in the region directly on operating the project each year. And of that, most will be spent in the Taranaki region. And I think the economic activity in the spin-off is significant, with export earnings of around 350 to 400 million US a year, and a significant boost to GDP.
What will happen to the raw iron ore? Where will it go once you've harvested it, if that's the right word, extracted it?
Most likely to Asia and principally to China, but of course Korea, South Korea and Japan are significant importers of this material as well.
Is there strong demand right now for it?
Yes, there is. The seaborne trade in this product is around 800 or 900 million tonnes a year, and we'll be producing about 5 million tonnes a year. So in the scope of things, we'll be quite a small player, but it's quite a significant project for New Zealand.
Okay, there are other areas, I assume, outside of Taranaki, are there where you want to extract iron ore as well?
Not at this stage. We have concentrated on the Taranaki region. We do have tenements along the South Waikato coast as well, but they're at a very early stage of development.
Alan Eggers, the Executive Chairman of Trans-Tasman Resources, thank you. Well, Phil McCabe is the Chairperson of Kiwis Against Seabed Mining. Phil, the environmental...